Other idiot.
John Jameson!
John Jameson saved it is the reason Cody Rhodes won.
Yes. No, no. In my mind, what happened at WrestleMania was the Undertaker was at home watching it, and he's like, "Nah, this is some bullshit." And he did it. He teleported to the arena, chokeslammed the Rock, and then teleported
Cody
back
needs
home.
Me.
Yeah. Nah, hell, this is some bullshit right here, Michelle. I'm going over right now.
Could you imagine, like, literally, the Rock interferes, then you just hear.
I am.
Place would have erupted even louder than the Undertaker.
Yes, yes, it would have. I'm guessing they couldn't get Austin for some reason.
No.
Because the Undertaker doesn't really make sense. He's not really like a known Rock opponent, you know?
It's WrestleMania. It's the Undertaker. Yeah. Why not?
Exactly. Why not? Okay. But if That's Austin showed up, yeah, it would have exploded everything.
Yes. And then we had that awkward back and forth on Monday.
Yeah, where I was like, this is awkward.
Can I hold your belt? You can hold my belt.
And I'm gonna give you something, Cody. You just have to touch it to know what it is.
It should have been the lighter. It should have been his lighter. That he's the one that set the fire at Cody's bus.
Was his bus on fire? Was that an AEW?
Yeah, his bus caught on fire apparently the night before WrestleMania.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, oh, or the night before WrestleMania.
Okay. That's scary.
But okie dokie, counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Talking Peter Parker, Logan, Mark, and Batch are back. He's the hero from Queens, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. Cities up with crime, where the heroes draw the line, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the Web Tales Podcast. Villains watch your back to talking on the Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the Web Tales Podcast.
Welcome everybody to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we go through the history of the web slinger from the very beginning all the way to present day. And Batch, it's been a while.
Back again. Took a little break for a couple of weeks because it was WrestleMania and life gets in the way, but Web Tales is back, the number one Spidey related recap podcast hosted by two Canadians.
That's for sure. I guarantee you there's not a better one.
No. We've been doing this long enough, damn it. It's like 250 episodes? 150 episodes?
I think we're at 252.
252.
Could be off
episode
by
two,
one or two.
At episode 252, this week we're back doing Ultimate Spider-Man number 3 because we're being topical and we need the clicks.
Exactly. That's our present part.
Present day. So from the beginning to present day. And the current Spider books are shit, so we're doing a good Spider present day book in Ultimate Spider-Man number 3.
I have no idea what's happening in the current books. When we get there, we'll get there.
Test. Yeah, you there?
You all right there?
Okay, yeah, you're good. All good. So on the cover is Spidey and the Green Goblin and Deadshot.
Well, from the beginning, I was like, "That's Bullseye," because you can
see
both.
Yeah,
little...
Bullseye, Deadshot, same guy.
It's the same character. Let's be honest. Just one throws thing, then one shoots people.
Exactly, but same principle. Like, if this was like an amalgam, like where they did the amalgam back in the day of like the DC and Marvel characters into one, there would be one character.
It'd be like Deadeye or something like that.
It called Bullshot.
Bullshot.
Hashtag Bullshot. There you go. That's the name of this episode. Bullshot.
Bullshot. Hey, let me bullshit. Write that down before I forget.
Hashtag bullshit. So
we're starting the issue with some shots of New York bridges, construction. It says March. And then we got Mary Jane and their son Richard wondering,
yes,
what's happening between Peter and May. Do they have like a secret they're hiding?
They've been hanging out an awful lot.
Yeah. And they're just like, no, nothing weird. Just daddy-daughter time.
So, and
MJ's going to take Richard out for some shoes.
He doesn't want to go, but he needs some new shoes because he's a growing boy.
Yeah, we've all been there. When your mom was taking you shopping, you're like, no, I don't need any more clothes.
I want the Nikes. You're getting Pumas. And you're like, you're going to like it.
Pumas. I'd be lucky to get like the $20 pairs of shoes. So now that they're gone.
You want it? And she's like, yeah.
So they go to the roof and they start testing out new designs for the costume.
First, as always on WebTales, we like to highlight the creative teams of the issues we recap. So this issue of Ultimate Spider-Man number 3 is written by Jonathan Hickman. The artist is Marco Cicchetto. The color artist is Matthew Wilson. The letterer is VC's Corey Petit. The cover artists are Marco Cicchetto and Matthew Wilson. And the assistant editor is Michelle Marchese. The editor is Will Moss. And editor-in-chief is C.B. Cebulski.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget the variant cover artist. One of them is Mark Bagley.
This is the modern era. We don't cover alternate. We don't cover alternate cover artists. We got one cover, and it's whatever is on the digital issue that we're recapping.
Oh, strong stance here from Batch on the covers.
We got to make decisions here. It's 250 episodes in. We can't be compromising on alternate covers.
We're here all day, goddammit.
Yes, there's 50 of them.
All right, back to the issue. So May is helping Peter do a redesign of the costume.
Yes.
And I guess he can just change the look at will.
Nanites.
Right? Yeah. So first he tries out the Spider-Man 3 black costume.
And she doesn't like that. She wants something less scary. Then he pulls a Scarlet Spider with the hoodie. And she doesn't like
she's
that.
She's like, she says, you're way old. That's not cool.
She's like, Carlito, then, that's not cool.
That's not cool. And then we get, this looks like, what kind of costume does this look like?
Looks like one of the shitty ones from Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those alternate costumes nobody uses. And then we get the ones that I actually used in Spider-Man 2, which is like a kind of an alternate of the known Spider-Man costume, but it's blue and black, which looks pretty cool in the game.
Yes.
Then she's like, you're close. And then he changes again, and it's the classic red and blue suit.
Or red, let's say red and black.
Eh, blackish blue.
Do we have to bring back what color is Peter's outfit?
Oh, no. Can't wait for that game to come back.
I'm going to dust off that sander. What color is Peter's jacket?
So back at some warehouse, Ben and Jonah are there, and it turns out they got the place, and it's going to be the new headquarters for their new business venture. Yeah.
Whatever their newspaper website. You know, people read a lot of newspapers. It's just the time to invest in, like, new media, in print media.
Exactly. Put all that money in newspaper, kid. It's going somewhere. So,
Peter
shows up with a plant to spruce up the place. Yes, it is a dump, by the way. And Peter makes that very apparent with what he says. And he notices the board with all the attacks on Wilson Fisk.
Yeah, he sees their conspiracy board. They're Charlie from It's Always Sunny conspiracy board.
Yes, exactly. The board with the string and the wires and all that.
He's got like three strings from Pepe Silva straight to Wilson Fisk.
So they kind of do a little quid pro quo, I guess.
Because technically he doesn't work for them.
No. So apparently the Daily Bugle is turning stories away about this Green Goblin. But Robbie is investigating it because, you know, Robbie's a good journalist.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And this Robbie is not number one Spider-Man fan, unlike our Robbie Robertson.
No. Different universe, folks.
Different universe.
But maybe he'll become a number one fan. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. So nice as the Bugle wants to report on this new Spider guy, you know, this new guy that's in town. And so basically they want to figure out some more information. So Pierre decides to go on a stakeout, which he finds extremely boring. He just sits out there for a few days waiting for something to happen.
Because it went so well with the Shocker.
Yeah. Which, how many times did he kick his ass? Three times?
Three times.
Yeah. So, Peter's about to give up, and then all of a sudden, action happens. We got Green Goblin and Bullseye fighting.
Yes. I don't know. I still don't know how I like this Power Ranger Green Goblin outfit. Because I was never a big fan of the Spider-Man 1 Green Goblin outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like their armor, but I understand the need for it.
I'm never a big fan of completely like robotic suits. You know, I like a little bit of cloth kind of look, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
At Bullseye is also a little bit like robotic looking, I find.
He is too.
He's got a full face cover.
So Wilson Fisk has hired Bullseye to take out Green Goblin. And they're having a big battle back and forth.
And Bullseye's doing pretty well for himself, I must say.
Yeah.
You know, took out the pumpkin bomb.
Whipping cards like Gambit. Rest in peace.
Yeah, it's very Gambit-ish.
Spoiler. Spoiler, X-Men 97.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know what happened.
I got a feeling we may have to do a commentary for that show.
Oh, yeah? Is it good?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Okay. Good to
hear. The Jubilee episode was kind of weak, but everything else has been really good.
Yeah. Okay. Good to hear. So it looks like Bullseye's got the upper hand. He's kind of short-circuiting the Green Goblin's costume, and then Spider jumps in to stop him.
Now, guys, if you can't play nice, maybe you shouldn't play at all.
Yeah. So Bullseye throws some cards, it misses Spidey, and then he's like, did I miss? And turns out he took out the entire crane behind Spidey.
Oh, my God. That's some sharp cards.
Very sharp. Yeah, like how sharp your cards have to be able to take down a crane?
Super sharp. These aren't like generic, like these aren't these cheap ass playing cards. These are the ones you get from Vegas.
Yeah, these are not the dollar store cards.
No.
So Green Goblin gets back up just in time to shoot Bullseye in the back. Bullseye turns around and throws like a dozen cards at Green Goblin and really short circuits the suit. And just as he's about to finish up Double G, Spy jumps in and punches the shit out of Bullseye.
I like Green Goblin's goes like a predator like you not realizing a trap even though you walked right into it. What? And then like a nice super sucker punch.
Mm-hmm. Right in the face. So Bullseye's down and Green Goblin's like, okay, I'll take care of this guy. Like Spy's like, should we call the police? Nah, they ain't gonna do shit about it.
Yeah, Spidey goes, I haven't actually caught anyone before.
Yeah, it is the first time you defeat someone.
It is. So,
good job, Ultimate Universe 2 Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We gotta find a name to call this universe, because it can't be Ultimate Universe. We already had an Ultimate Universe.
Well, this is the new Ultimate Universe.
The new, okay. So, and then this is kind of surprising. Green Goblin turns on a button, and Spidey's suit, the nanite, starts to take away the mask portion of it. So.
Yeah. That was interesting.
I don't know.
He's like, oh my god! Oh my god! So then Goblin takes off his mask and he goes, "Oh hi, I'm Harry, Peter."
Yeah. So it's
are we best friends now? Yep.
Yep. Want to go for a drink? Sure. And that's how the issue ends.
So not a long issue.
I'm kind of, no, but honestly, I really dug this issue.
Yeah.
I thought like, they would fight, and but like, nah, let's just hang out.
Yeah, like, I love what Hickman's doing with us. We got a little bit more intrigue with our two favorite old curmudgeons of Uncle Ben and Jonah.
Yeah. You see them starting their business.
We finally got Spidey in the costume.
Yeah, the classic costume.
And Spidey kicks somebody's ass.
Yeah, we know who the Green Goblin is now.
Yep.
And they're best friends for all of a sudden.
Well, we're just going to say they're best friends until they're not.
Yeah, until they're not. And, yeah, this issue went lightning fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I read it really quick. So good times. I will go first this time.
Okay.
And I will give it 8.5 playing cards on 10.
Nice. I will give it 8.5 bull shots out of 10.
Oh, okay. Good one. Good one. You want to tell everyone how to find us, Batch?
So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you leave us a review on iTunes, leave us a review on Spotify, leave us a review at however you digest this podcast. If you like the show, 5 stars. If you think we suck, 5 stars.
Yes, because no publicity is bad publicity.
Exactly. We've been doing this 250 episodes, and we're not stopping until we do every single Spider-Man comic or die trying.
Yeah. We'll see what happens first.
Yes. So tell a friend about the show. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on the Facebooks. Follow me on my socials at X at BatchPop4D. Follow Craven at CravenPop4D. You are not on X.
Nope. But for those who are, please follow these things.
Yes. We'll get you on X one day.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
That'll be the day. So until next time.
Thanks for joining us. Take care. Bye-bye.
Attention webheads, you can now follow us on all of our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at Web Tales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at Web Tales Podcast. Or you can email us at webtalespodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers.
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web!